I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience, a podcast where dads can connect and openly share stories.
On this very special 50th episode of The Dad Experience, we flip the tables and have Eric Silvera interview Adam and Mike all about their dad experiences. Here's a little taste of what to expect.
What kind of advice, you know, would you go back and give yourself before your first kid was born?
Spend a little bit more time. Other than those few times right before the baby was born for just my wife and I. Not that that won't ever happen again, but it's a lot less likely to happen, so to enjoy those moments a little bit more. The Dad
Experience. Welcome to The Dad Experience. It's our 50th, yes, 50 episodes. It can't be that long, can it? Well, we are here and excited to do this. So we thought about, well, why not turn the tables on Mike and I and bring back one of our fan favorites, Eric, to come and interview Mike and I about being a dad and our dad experience. So welcome, guys, and thanks for being here on our 50th episode.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Thanks for having me.
All right. Mike, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. It's not pool season anymore. We got nothing to talk about, my friend.
Somebody may or may not still have their pool up. Maybe about 10 inches left of water in there.
Are the leaves falling by you guys?
Might.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, they are. They are falling a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, they are. Pool cover.
I got to clean this damn pool.
Come on now. I live in an apartment and I know that you got to get it done before this. Yeah.
Well, the water that's in there now is about probably 10 inches deep. It's totally green.
It's like the kind of water that gives you cholera, yeah.
Well, I don't think our listeners want to sit here and listen to a pool. There's a podcast for that somewhere. Eric, you know, we're gonna put the reins to you, my friend. It's a little nerve-wracking, but we're going to let you have the driver's seat on this one.
All right. Well, first, let me congratulate you guys. 50 episodes. This is awesome. How exciting. This is great. I mean, I don't know, you know, many podcasts don't make it that far, so you guys should be pumped and I'm proud of what you've achieved so far. This is incredible.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a fun ride and been meeting a lot of great people, so it's been a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Well, all right, why don't we jump into it, all right? And we'll turn it around, and I'll play the host to your guys' pseudo-guest tonight, and we'll delve into your kind of views on fatherhood, all right? So you guys have done 50 episodes, all right, 49 episodes. This is the 50th. So there have to be common themes and trends that you've observed or noticed or heard throughout this entire time. So what are the things that you've heard that has specifically resonated with you? I think that's something, you know, if you guys are telling this dad experience, but you're also becoming experts in some ways at the same time.
You know, yeah, no, for me, you know, there's one that resonates a lot. And I remember back, especially not too long ago, but early this year, we did a technology episode and I was wanting this, like the shiny, brand new, latest, greatest thing that we could do to help monitor the internet for our kids. And the thing that kept coming up in that episode with this tech guru guy was communication, talking with your kids, talking with your family, being there with them and doing all those things. And the more that I sat and listened to our guests and other dads and just talking to other dads casually, communication, being open and just talking is like the biggest trend that I see across the board. And I know it sounds cliche because you hear it in everything. Well, keep the lines of communication open and talk it out. But man, it really is true. And, you know, I try to be more cognizant myself of that when I'm talking to my kids or talking to my wife or, you know, just even in other relationships outside of the family. So communication is key.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's a fair point. I have to tell you, you know, like, you know, what's interesting, you saying that, I think it's also in some ways more of a modern dad kind of idea. You know, you think the generation, and maybe this is not true for you, but you think the generation that our dads grew up with and our grandparents, you know, they came from that kind of like John Wayne school of masculinity, of like keeping things to yourself and not maybe necessarily expressing your feelings. And, you know, you never saw your dad cry and all these kind of things. And, you know, this idea of communicating with your kids and talking to them and letting them know how you're feeling and making sure that you understand how they're feeling is definitely a modern thing. And it's kind of cool to see that percolating more and more. I mean, I know I feel the same way. Sometimes when I'm not talking to my kids, I think to myself like, oh God, maybe I should be talking right now. You know, maybe I should be kind of continuing to express things, but it's cool to hear that. How about you, Mike? What's resonated with you?
You know what? I think the common theme that I've noticed is like everybody's on like a learning bell curve. Like some people are getting it. Some people are, you know, they're getting this thing, but they're not getting the other thing. you know, meanwhile, this kid over here with this guy, you know, they're at like level A versus, you know, somebody else with the kid the same age, and they're not doing so hot. Like they're at like level C or whatever. So everybody's like on the same curve, but they're all hitting it at various points that are kind of similar. You know, like 4 year old starts having like, you know, discipline issues, and then like the 10 and 11 year olds are getting a lot more attitude at home. And, you know, it just, that's just what's resonated with me is that everybody's going through the same thing.
Right. You know, right. Yeah.
But it just at different stages and different severities.
Yeah. That's interesting. You know, it's funny you say that. So one of my best friends, a guy I've known since I was 5 years old, he just had, a kid like, oh, you know, not less than a week ago, maybe five or six days ago. And talking to him over the past few days and trying to give him advice, but hearing what he's going through, you know, one, it's to me, it was like, it's one, like, oh, you're part of the club now. You understand, like, for him, he understands me better now than he did 2 weeks ago just by having, you know, a week old. But two, like you're saying, like, he's trying to figure things out. And even though I've had the experience two times over now that he's going through for the first time, it doesn't discount like what we're both experiencing with our kids together. He's trying to learn how to be a dad now and how to keep a baby alive and take care of the baby. And I'm trying to manage those expectations. So it's really cool to hear you say that. And I think, you know, the level of empathy you probably get by realizing, even though dads are in different levels or different kind of phases of the experience, are all kind of have either been there or all kind of going towards the same place that you are at that time. So that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, you know, I think to kind of piggyback on what Mike said too is, you know, it's not a one size fit all. And that's what I've found too over the 50 episodes that I've been talking to other dads, is that everybody has a different idea about sleep training. For example, I'm just pulling something out of the hat.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody has a different idea about traveling, or everybody has a different idea about, you know, disciplining your kids. And that's what's neat. And what's cool is that there's no right or wrong, you know, and everybody's doing it right. Really, they are.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I guess there could be some arguments for doing it wrong, but I feel like
everybody's trying their best, as long as you're trying, then, you know, hopefully you're eating.
Right. That's what I was trying to, that was a timeout.
Yeah. Maybe spanking or two, you know, yeah, who knows? That's
that. Now, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just in general, those ones that, you know, maybe at 11 months, your kid didn't walk and this kid over here did. And then yours walked at, you know, 13 months, you know, right. There's nothing wrong with that. You didn't do anything wrong. Right. You're being a parent, you know? So
don't judge yourself against other people.
Right. Yeah. That's huge. That's the thing. You can get so caught up in like, oh, my kid's doing this. And, oh, this kid's doing that. And, oh, mine hasn't done that yet. And then you can drive yourself crazy. But everyone, you know, I'm going to bungle this expression. It's a marathon, not a sprint, right? That's like the idea. It's like the same thing with kids. Your kids are all going to get there at some point at the same time.
Right. My kid's beating the crap out of everybody. My kid's honor roll.
It is cool when you're like, oh, yeah, my son walked before like this. Oh, my son's reading. It is cool, but like, it doesn't mean shit. You know, my mom always tells this story of a friend, you know, when we moved to this neighborhood in the Bronx years ago, and I was a kid, and the mom's like, oh, my son is reading the New York Times already. And I think we were like 4 or 5 years old. And my mom's like, oh, okay, cool. And, you know, they talked about him as this genius. And then, like, you know, eventually she goes, well, eventually he got into drugs and he wasn't so smart and he did this. And that's just, don't let all these parents get in your heads. Like, all your kids will be there fine. Yeah.
Right. Good competition.
Right. It's not a competition. Right. I mean, right. It is, but it's not. I'm just kidding. It is.
right.
is there, you know, I know we're talking about themes that resonate. Is there any advice that anyone gave you? I mean, I obviously knowing like, not all advice works for every parent, but is there any advice that was given to you that was effective or that maybe you've applied to your life in your own kind of way?
No, but I don't know if I gleaned it from just naturally or from the show, but, you know, everybody's got like a timetable and after you have kids, throw that damn thing out because unless you're comfortable with being late, you better bring your A game in planning and foresight and, you know, throw a wizard in there for good luck, because it's good luck to you. You know, before our kids, Jamie and I were on time all the time, you know, even a couple minutes early. Now we're a lot better that the kids are older. We know how to manage the time a little more, but we're still rarely like on time or at least, you know, a couple minutes late, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Not many scenarios are life and death.
Well, you calm down. Mike, it's funny too. Adam, I want to come back to this question for you about the advice that you apply, but I had another question for you guys, and this kind of like leads into that. So, Mike, you know, you were saying plan better, get on time, but like, right. And that sounds like advice that you like, you know, now after having kids that are, you know, heading soon into a few years into their like their tens and their teen years, right? Right. Knowing it's like, is that the advice you would go back and give yourself before your first kid was born? Would you say that? Or is there like other advice now that you've had, you know, kids for a few years that you would go back and say?
That's, you know, that's one thing that I think Jamie and I were always realistic about. Like, as soon as we brought the kid home, it was just like, all right, well, you know what? Screw everybody else's timetable. We'll get there when we get there. We can't cut any corners when you're packing up the car or buckling people in. I mean, you gotta take your time. You gotta make sure, you know,
your teeth crossed.
You can't plan for those tantrums either every now and then.
Yeah, or you gotta plan ahead, you know, like, and just know you gotta give yourself that extra time.
Once you notice that you're late all the time, start getting ready half hour early. Sorry, you gotta miss that half hour show or whatever the hell else you're doing, but whatever.
So with that version of you, that young version of you, pre-dad version, about to have a kid, would that version of you listen to yourself to that advice, or did you have to just figure it out?
Like if I gave that to myself, I would say that's pretty reasonable, Mike. I can take that. I can agree.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
you know, kind of going back to the first question of learning over, what have I learned or taken into my parenting? Wasn't that kind of the question that you were asking?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
So I think for me, there's been a couple little things here and there. One specifically that sticks out to me is, I know talking to you, Eric, and I think it wasn't the travel episode, but it was a couple episodes before that where we were talking about traveling and letting the kids, you know, let their energy out before.
Yeah, sure. That was one of the video game episodes. Yeah.
It was one of the video game episodes. It was probably the first one. And that was something that rung true with me and that I just thought about and we utilized. And that's something small. But if I'm looking big picture, I think is just listening to other dads and listening to them hear about their kids when they have a tantrum or when they go on an airplane or when they go to a restaurant. And not giving a darn about what others think.
Yeah.
Really, really just saying, you know, that's what I learned, is just trying to ease my anxiety of going, you know what, even if they are staring or even if they do care, so what? Let it go.
Yeah.
So that's what I think the biggest thing for me is.
I mean, that's become a big thing to apply to my life in general, hearing, you know, like, whatever they think, like, just let it go. Like, you know, you can only do so much. You have to be respectful and considerate when you have your kids of other people, you know, but at the same time, like, kids are going to have tantrums and kids are going to break down. And I think I've tried to apply that even to my own life. And it's not easy. Like this morning, like this afternoon, I was crossing the street with my kids and two cars were like, you know, one was coming from the right to make a turn, one was coming from the left to make a turn. And the person turning from making the right-hand turn, she was waiting for me to walk across the street with the kids. And I noticed she had two kids in the back of her car, you know, and I paused and I stopped and I said, thank you. And this guy that was making the left turn was trying to cut her off and trying to get in front of me and my kids, you know, his big fancy Mercedes-Benz GL. He's going, whoa, whoa, he was going like shaking his head and going this out. And, you know, the part of me wants to be like, and I have two kids, like wait 10 right. more seconds. Chill out. And I wanted to like, and I was ready. And I'm holding my kids and I'm like, I'm looking at him. And then the other part was like, dude, like, I'm watching him, like, pull into a building after me, and in my head I'm going, oh man, I'm gonna see where he parks, and I'm gonna find him one day. And then I'm going down this rabbit hole. And the other part, the smarter part of me is like, dude, like you said, Adam, let it go. Just who cares? Like, you have to get there safely with your kids. Your kids need to see you yell at someone who's having maybe having a bad day himself. Maybe has to pee. Who knows?
But, well, you know, it's funny, Eric, you say that, because out of anybody that we're talking, like the three of us talking right now, I think you're the one that probably would care the least about what other people think, because you're the one that can get into like unitards and walk down Manhattan.
I want to ask you another question, kind of jumping off that, but there's something that you said and that just kind of like stuck in my brain. And you know, you were talking about like how, you know, I mentioned that small advice of like, or that recommendation of letting your kids run their energy out, going on the plane after everyone, even though they usually tell you to go first because then you have less time. And it's funny, you know, you saying that thing about small advice, what kind of struck me when you said that is like, sometimes those tiny pieces of advice or tips that people have done or little recommendations that seem small, that cum effect of like taking them here and there from the ones that you know and trust, or trying little things, like does have a bigger effect in your life too over time. Because if it works, then you've incorporated this little piece of thing, and you've incorporated this other little piece of thing, and all these things go to make your life more efficient. And I think that's in many ways, you know, where you have to be open to hearing from other people. And, you know, you have to take those bits and pieces that work really, that you think might work well for you, and, or try them. And if they don't work, then you know not to do that. And, you know, maybe, you know, that this person is giving you several pieces of advice each time it hasn't worked. All right, you don't trust that one, but this person has. And those little things are really valuable in the end. And I think that goes a long way amongst parents and especially dads, you know, as they start to communicate with each other of what's worked well for them to get along. You find that at all to be the same?
You know, I think finding a place that you trust, but it's being able to be real with yourself and go, man, am I doing that wrong? That's something that I've figured out by listening and going through all these episodes and talking about. Right. And I think that I've just started to just set back and just do self-evaluation better. And as I hear from other people and get different advice and go, man, I'm going to try that, because obviously they've done this before and I might as well try it, because what's the worst that can happen?
So knowing that, what kind of advice, you know, would you go back and give yourself before your first kid was born?
I think it kind of piggybacks what I was saying about not caring. Like, don't sweat the small stuff. I think that a lot of things altogether with that. One, like when I was trying to figure out that best monitor to put in my kid's room, you know, that because I would love technology, maybe spend a little less time doing that and a little more time reading a book or listening to a podcast that has real dads on it and see what they're going through so I could prepare myself, you know, and spend a little bit more time. Other than those few times right before the baby was born for just my wife and I, not that that won't ever happen again, but it's a lot less likely to happen. So to enjoy those moments a little bit more and just let my wife and I be together and enjoy each other's company and just have to worry about each other. And, you know, we can still do that when we go out and do date night, but there were a lot more opportunities before. So I think telling my younger self, going, man, enjoy this time, although having a child is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you, and it is. Enjoy those moments when it's just you and your wife, because you're not going to get them back the same.
Yeah, no, you're exactly. That's incredible advice. I think that's fantastic. In fact, I think I'm going to steal that when I'm going to tell people that from now on.
That's what this podcast is about, stealing from each other.
I never tell dads, like, you know, people say, oh, get your sleep now, this and that. Like, I never say that, because I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm just telling people, I'm like, you know, you're not really going to sleep again the same way. Like, my mom just said that to me. She's like, she goes, no, it doesn't matter how old you are, you never really sleep again the same way. It doesn't matter, right? So, like, you know that. But, like, I think, like, go see a movie. Go do this. Enjoy these little moments. Like, those are the things, you know. I think that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And somebody, I was talking to this. I was talking to an old client of mine. I was telling her and I hope no one from my job ever listens, but on Friday, my wife was going to be out of town. She said to me, "Do you want to sneak out in the afternoon and just, you know, grab lunch with me? Maybe we can see a movie. We can do something." And I was like, "Oh," I had a crazy week, and I was like, "Let's just see how the week goes." And I got to like Thursday night. Thursday was insane. Worked till late at work. Got home late, and Friday had this big meeting. I got the meeting done, and it was like 1:30. I was like, you know what? I got one last thing to do. I banged it out at 2:00. I said, hey, let's go do it. And I headed back up. It was in the city. I headed back up to the Bronx. She got a sandwich for me. Moved down the sandwich. We saw A Star Is Born. Caught a 3:00 show. It was incredible. And I was like, you know what? Like, this was awesome. And I was telling my client, I said, oh yeah, I saw A Star Is Born. And she said, oh yeah, I forgot once in a while, you know, maybe, you know, you like, you try to find ways where you can like sneak and see a movie. Like if it's at night when, you know, after you leave work or early morning or like on a week, all these things. And I said, well, yes, that I don't, you know, I'm an adult now, like with two kids, like I don't have like freedom, you know, like she's 24 and she can do whatever. And, you know, I don't necessarily miss that, but like, you know, it's definitely, like you said, a thing to tell dads to like enjoy it as much as you can beforehand, you know, enjoy all that. Enjoy pooping with the door closed. I like, that's the thing.
Yeah. Lock the doors, people. Yeah. Lock the doors.
I mean, so yeah, enjoy. Yeah, exactly. You know, you never know. Anyways, I went on a tangent. I always bring it to poop somewhere, don't I? What's my problem?
You do. You do. And you know what? This is a great point for us to take our short break. And we're going to do a short break and let folks hear about our great sponsors. But before we do that, this is the Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can get us on the Parents On Demand Network app. Download that app on the Apple iTunes Store or Google Play Store. You can also find the Dad Experience on most major podcast databases. So check us out there. Stick around to the end of the episode. You can hear a little bit about another great parenting podcast that if you love the Dad Experience, we're sure you're going to like. Welcome back to the 50th episode of the Dad Experience. Yay! And the crowd goes wild. Well, all the people that listen to us go wild, right? So Eric, you know, I want to ask you a question, and I know that we're flipping the tables on us. What is the best thing that you've learned or the biggest like caveat that you got from any of the 50 episodes? Not that you've listened to them all. I'm hoping you have, but you know, out of all the ones that you've listened to, what do you think is the thing that resonated most for you?
You know, there's an episode I think about a lot, and I can't think of his name, but he was an English author, and he had wrote a children's book, and
Man vs. Baby. Matt
yes,
Coyne.
Man vs. Yes, exactly. Yes, yes. And I can't exactly tell you what it was in terms of advice or what he said, but I remember listening to that episode. And I like I said, I think about it a lot. And I think that must have been, I don't know, what was he on, 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
This was back in March. I think he was
okay.
On,
all right, so he
March
was on
of
a while
2018
ago.
For those people listening now.
I just remember him talking about him kind of being an older dad and it being having his first child and probably most likely only have one child, and I just remember feeling like his attitude about parenting was just like really laid back and really smart and really like casual, but also like there was like a level of empathy and openness about what he was doing as a dad and his shortcomings and what he thought and having a sense of humor. And to me, like I just find like since listening, I'm always like you can approach this. You don't have to approach this with like approach being a dad with like being stern and having the regimented all the time. It's like you can be a little, you can joke, you can like acknowledge it, like you're not perfect, and that's okay. And I think that's something that has kind of stayed with me over the past few months. And the other thing I also think about, and actually was driving in the car, I don't know if it must have been last week or like towards the end of this week, I remember you and him got into this thing talking about like being up late to like 1 a.m, you're going on a YouTube rabbit hole or watching TV, even though you know you have to be at work the next day, you have things to do. And to me, that was like, it's one of those very human moments that's like a thing that I do. And I always think like anytime I'm up late, I'm like, yeah, like Adam and my man from England are probably up right now doing the exact same thing. And I think that's one of those things like you think to yourself like, oh God, like I should go to bed. You wonder if other
just
people are doing
more.
The same thing. Like, are they going like my wife, she can sort of, exactly. Just one more. Right. I know my dad is, but like, that is like weirdly, that has been another thing that's resonated a lot with me over the past few months. With like the fact like, all right, like there is like legions of dads up right now late when they know they should be asleep and they're going to be tired tomorrow, but they're catching up on the show. And I don't exactly know what that is. Like, I don't know.
One more video of somebody making Japanese street food.
Right, exactly. Like you're like, why did I do this? And there's like a level of like the next day, like you're like self-loathing that you feel like, why the fuck did I stay up. Like you're like last even last night, like my wife was at home. I like knew I was like, you need to be in bed. You need to have the lights out by like 11:30 because the kids are gonna be up by like 7 tomorrow. Miles, my son, he's gonna be in bed in your bed before that. Like he's been waking up, he's getting up at 5 o'clock on the weekends. And still, like all of a sudden 12:30, I'm still awake. And then all my son comes into the room, 5 o'clock in the morning, he's up. You know, he's telling me, Dad, I'm bored. I'm like, well, you're bored, go to bed. But like, this is a thing that like, to hear you guys talk about that, even though I think I knew people did, like it made me feel like, oh, I'm not the only one. And this is normal. And it is okay. Even if we're being stupid about it, you know?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it is. And that was one thing thinking back to that episode, I was like, oh, thank God somebody else does that too. You know what I mean? And it is, and it's being real. And that's what I've enjoyed most about doing the podcast myself. I don't know about Mike. And a shout out to our old co-host, Matt, that would used to do the show. It's been nice to see those times when you're like down and going, man, I am the worst, and going,
not the only one.
Somebody else has went through this, or, you know,
that's the constant theme,
I'm not
bro.
The only one. Absolutely.
I'm not the only one.
No, it's all great. Well, I still can't believe it's been 50 though. I mean, we've done so many of these and learned so much. I'm hoping we can continue to do more.
Well, so what do you think, what are your hopes for the next like 50 episodes, you know, to keep, as you keep it going, like, where do you see this going, or where do you dream of it going, and where do you want to take it?
You know, I just want to keep reaching more and more people myself and continue to make great connections. And I want to be able to listen and learn and be a better dad for my kids. And I think so far it really has done the job for me. And you know, 1,000, 5,000 listeners, 10,000 listeners, whatever it may be, it will be awesome and it will be appreciated so much over and over. But getting connections and meeting other dads and knowing that we're not alone and knowing that I can turn to somebody and send them an email or give a phone call or shoot a text or have them on another episode and learn some more or bounce an idea off them is what I hope to continue with this. Just keeping it a round table and learning from each other. I just can't wait to see who else we're going to meet and what other dads we're going to encounter down the road.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely huge. Well, I know we're near the end, almost near the end. I have one more question for you guys. Is there anything you've learned from your kids that you've taken away over these past several years that has helped you made yourself a better dad or a better parent, or even a better person?
How to be a better negotiator. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. No. You know, I think for me, what have I learned from my kids while I've been going through this all? Honestly, just being a better listener, because I think they want us to listen, even if they're little. They just want to be heard. And I think sometimes I have to step back as a dad and go, I need to listen to just people in general better. And I think I do a pretty good job, but I think even if I think I'm doing a good job, I can be better about it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, sometimes I always think, you know, when you watch those movies and it's the adults, like the kids, there's like a monster or there's like a bad person and there's a kid trying to tell his dad or his mom, like, Mom, listen to me. And yeah. She's having a conversation. The mom's swatting them away. So there's someone in the class. No, little Jimmy, I'm talking right now. Don't interrupt me. Like, I think about that. I've been thinking about that a lot recently. Because I think, like what you said, like, I feel something. I need to be a better listener. Like, sometimes my son will say, Daddy, I'm talking to you. And, you know, my head's in, I'm thinking about work. I'm thinking about this movie I've been making. I'm thinking about all these other things. And I'm not focused on that moment. And, I always think, like, if my son was about to tell me that there was a monster in the closet, like, as I'm in the middle of a conversation, am I going to be there to hear that? Am I going to listen to him and turn around? Or am I going to be that parent that's, like, swatting him away, like, hold on, I'm talking, don't interrupt me? And, you know, I think you saying that thing about the listening, it is a key thing to them wanting to be heard. And even if it is ridiculous in the moment or they're just going to yell poop or whatever they're going to do, like, we need to give them that so that they feel acknowledged.
You know what?
How about you, Mike? Anything that you learned from your kids?
It's their first time for a lot of things. Like, yeah, a lot of their stuff is just, you know, either rote learning or just, constant memorization of whatever. But a lot of the things are, it's just their first time. So just relax. It's whatever scenario you're in whether or not, if they're succeeding, celebrate it. If they're not, It's probably not a big deal. Whatever. Just walk it off. Just keep moving. Put a smile on your face and keep moving forward, man.
Yeah, that's good advice also. I think that's really important. Sometimes it's you know, you go through your daily life and sometimes you forget, like, oh, this is my child is scared right now because this thing that is not scary at all would be scary to a 3, 4, or 5 year old. And they have to learn that, or, you know, like going down a slide that seems very tiny to you, seems huge to them. And, you know, that I think that is, along with the listening, remembering the first time is, like, I guess it's in some ways trying to see the world through their eyes a little bit too. Not in like the cutesy, oh, like fun way where it's the Christmas time or the holidays and, you know, they're excited because there's gifts and it makes the holidays fun again or things like that. But it's like seeing daily life through their eyes and what that must feel like, and remembering that they're just experiencing the shit of the world as you've, like, kind of become immune to some of it, you know? So that's cool. That's great advice. Well, I know we're coming near the end, and so I just want to, again, congratulate you guys. This is it's an awesome podcast. I think you guys, you know, are really, actually you're adding a lot of value to the world by having this out there and having a place where, you know, not even dads, like anyone can kind of listen, but where dads can kind of come and talk about this and share different walks of lives and perspectives. And I, you know, I'm excited to see where you guys take it from here and keep going.
Yeah, thanks so much, Eric. You know, we always enjoy having you on, and you've become this, like, guest pseudo host that not pseudo, but, you know, you become this not guest host anymore. You become almost like a host and a staple to our show. So thanks so much for being a part of this 50th episode.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This is awesome.
It was nice to have you along for the ride and put us in those hot seats for a little while. So thanks so much for being here and being with us. Mike, thank you for doing this and being on for the ride and being the co-host with me on the Dad Experience.
No problem.
Yeah. And, you know, we look forward to 50 to 100 more of these things. So thanks so much, everybody, for listening and joining us on this ride. Subscribe, rate, like, review. You can find all of our Instagram stuff, Facebook stuff. You can go to thedadexperiencepodcast.com. All of our stuff is on there. Subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you like to listen on, and stick around at the end of this episode to hear more about the Parents on Demand Network and another great podcast. So thanks everyone for supporting the Dad Experience.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents on Demand, a network of high quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.